everyone. My name is Dave Nixon, and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 624, and today I'm talking about locus of control. The locus of control is a different way to say personal power, or circle of power, or circle of influence as well. And I first really came across this, not necessarily the concept, but it framed in this way through Nick Shaw, who helped contribute to my book Mining Yourself, and he's just released his book Fit for Success, which I think you should absolutely jump on and pre-order. Actually, I think they're actually good to go now. You can do that on Amazon, but I've shared it a few times on my Instagram. Nick Shaw, Fit for Success. Either way, he talks a lot about locus of control. And really what we're looking at here is almost like swapping the word locus for focus. What is within your ability to control, and then allowing that to play a role in how you choose to interact with the immediate world, right? So when we often allow external circumstances to dictate how we feel, our self-value, all of these become both what I would refer to as conditional self-confidence or conditional self-esteem, running a very strong external authority pattern. Not that external authority is inherently bad. I recently traveled through an airport too, in fact. And when they asked me to download a piece of paper that basically says that I am from this place and haven't been to any hotspots, I'm probably going to do that. I'm in that environment, leaning into my internal authority and being a mismatcher and going, no, I'm not going to do that. May not be in the best service of everyone involved. And so the ability to lean into external authority based on choice or a conscious decision is really powerful. When we let it run our day and therefore run our life based upon what other people's opinion of us may be, whether or not we think that we'll be allowed to do stuff, whether these events that are occurring around us are happening to us. It's a conversation I had not long ago around, how's the day treating you? It's like, well, the day doesn't treat you. The day just days, and you exist within the framework of what we agreed upon to understand what a day is, right? Anyway, interesting stuff. Whereas when we start looking at which is within our locus of control, we start to have different questions. So rather than, well, that's just the way it is, which is also a beautiful stoic way to look at many things, as in become acceptance of that's just the way it is. Rather than having that, it's like, well, what can I do to change the result? What can I do to show up differently in this moment? What am I able to do with the resources I have at hand to be able to move closer towards the thing that's important to me, right? When we ask better questions, not only do we have a better outcome in life overall, what happens is the brain's like a Google engine. The brain will start spitting out answers. So whether we're saying, why does this fucking happen to me all the time? If you listen to that question, why does this happen to me all the time? Not only am I stating myself to think that it happens all the time, always, forever, right? I'm global language, it's inducing state, it's allowing me to think that that's what happens to me all the time. Within that, I'm also playing it somewhat of a victim, going, why me? Why does this happen to me? As if it's a personal attack. As opposed to whatever situation that may be occurring in, to look at it and go, how can I make sure this never happens again? What can I do that's within my power? And I've only got four things within my power: thoughts, feelings, speech, and action. Those four things, what can I do within my power to make sure I put myself in the best position to never have to go through this again? Now, the brain is going to attempt to answer both of those questions. One, it's going to attempt to answer why it always happens to you. And more often than not, if you're really good at that question, it's going to come up and be like, well, you're a fucking idiot, you know, or they're an idiot, but you keep attracting them, right? I sure can pick them. So, yeah, you're attracting that based upon what you're projecting. And it's not just about like your vibe attracts your tribe. Go past that fucking concept. it's like positive vibes only. It's like sort of. It's really negative towards negativity when we're only positive vibes only, as opposed to being accepting of the whole thing. When we accept the whole thing, we allow ourselves to show up fully rather than rejecting any form of what we may deem to be negative, especially in the other person, because we're just trying to, you know, turn their negative into a positive. It's like, well, they've got to go through that. So not going through it actually ends up being really negative. And so this is the conundrum that we end up moving through when we're blindsided by our own frames of mind that we overvalue and end up running us. So our ability to step back and see what's within our locus of control, ask powerful questions, and look at the second one that I, you know, offered you in relation, what can I do based upon the resources that I currently have to make sure this never happens again? The answers that come up for you in that are going to be significantly more resourceful and may lead to more questions, may lead to more answers and more questions. It's a continual unfolding than simply going, why is it happening to me? And so when we live in those two different worlds, we have two very, very different results. Now, this is something to remember, and I'm going to finish it on this. The game of golf is really quite interesting and fascinating, but I want to talk about teeing off, right? When we tee off and the club hits the ball, where the club hits the ball, whether it's a millimeter to the left or a millimeter to the right or 2 millimeters to the right or whatever it may be, that 1 millimeter to the left or the 1 millimeter to the right is only a millimeter. It's the smallest fractions of changes. But down the fairway, it's going to be meters apart, right? And that's the kind of thing we've got to keep remembering, is that we're teeing off every single time. These small, minute decisions, these small, minute changes down the fairway make massive change, massive difference. And the more we get to hit it and the more we're reviewing it, the better we get at it. That's the whole point here of being able to put your day up for review and to see what's within our locus of control and choose how we want to show up and ask better questions. And on that note, team, I'm done. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you'd like one personally signed by me, this guy. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you wanted to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch. I would love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me for now. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you guys soon.